Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That would be environmental issues for sure. Why? Because the environment is like the most important thing to me.
There is unrest in the forest. There is trouble with the trees. For the maples want.
Good morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 6:47 on a Friday. Three big things.
Three.
President Trump in France defends his son's Russian lawyer meeting.
Two.
Questions about the state's report on what happened during an El Dorado prison disturbance.
One.
Wichita police crack down on crime along the Kellogg Corridor. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
So far in traffic this morning, everything's going well. We're starting to see some traffic slow down in that road construction on I-235, especially east, or road construction on Kellogg at I-235, especially eastbound there. Traffic update on KNSS Radio is brought to you by Joe Dubrovin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, in the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Partly cloudy today with a 40% chance for rain, a high of 91 degrees after yesterday's high of 101. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 70. Saturday mostly sunny, tomorrow's high 91 again. Now light rain, southeast wind at 10 miles per hour, 73 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. President Trump is mending fences in France, and Congress continues to work on health care.
Focus on the White House. Putting aside their differences during a joint news conference in Paris with French President Macron, President Trump spoke highly of the bond enjoyed by both countries.
President Macron and myself discussed how we can strengthen our vital security partnerships. Just had a meeting with our generals and our representatives, and it went very well.
Mr. Trump defended his eldest son's meeting last summer with a lawyer, calling Donald Trump Jr. a wonderful young man.
Nothing happened from the meeting. Zero happened from the meeting. And honestly, I think the press made a very big deal over something that really a lot of people would do.
The latest Senate Republican proposal to end the Affordable Care Act is out. Vice President Mike Pence.
This legislation, President Trump and I believe, is the right bill at the right time to begin the end of Obamacare.
Unclear if there are enough votes to advance the measure to a full vote before the U.S. Senate. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Banks and technology companies posted modest gains on Wall Street, leaving indexes slightly higher at the closing bell Thursday. The tiny gains were enough to mark another all-time closing high for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Consumer-focused stocks also rose. The S&P 500 rose just over 4 points. The Dow climbed 21 points. The NASDAQ rose 13 points. How about that? Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker here.
Guten Morgen.
Millions of Americans who rely on Social Security are projected to receive their biggest payment increase in years.
Yay.
In January, however, it's only a 2.2% increase, or about $28 a month for the average recipient. Trustees who oversee Social Security and Medicare released their 2018 projections Thursday, along with their annual warning about the long-term financial problems of the federal government's two bedrock retirement programs. Unless Congress acts, the trust funds that support Social Security are estimated to run dry in 2034.
Yeah.
We'll be gone by then. Medicare's trust fund for inpatient care is projected to be depleted in 2029. So, why do anything about it? Honda recalling 1.2 million Accord midsize cars because a battery sensor can short out and potentially cause a fire. Yeah. I've got an Accord.
You got to buy some more Rayovacs.
Yeah. The recall covers cars from the 2013 through 2016 model years. I think that's mine. Honda says it has 4 reports of engine compartment fires due to the problems, but no injuries.
Mm.
All the fires were in states where salt is used to clear roads in the winter.
Uh-oh. Ooh. They do that here.
Salt. Yeah. Ooh,
how about liquid salt?
Oh, salt.
Brine.
Brine, yeah.
6:51 now, Steve and Ted.
holding gold in your IRA.
Yeah.
Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Don, take it away.
Well, you got it buried in your backyard in cans. I know that. But
oh, yeah.
Well, Steve, you know, diversification is the mantra.
I call it the Folgers system.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, whatever works for you, you know. Diversification is the mantra of mine for investment portfolios, as concentrated positions can contain much more risk. But what about holding gold? Companies that hold physical gold or silver within IRAs advertise heavily. You've heard them everywhere. Several companies tout that holding physical gold can be more stable than other investments like stocks and bonds. I found an article on MarketWatch.com telling us to be cautious when holding precious metals in an IRA. The ads hit a behavioral hot trigger to undermine investors' confidence in the world of asset management. They frighten us with the presumed logic that physical gold is a stronger investment than paper money holdings or stock at brokerage firms. Gold tends to hold its value over very long periods of time. However, in shorter time increments, gold is quite volatile. If you check the history of the spot price of gold through any number of sources like JM Bullion or AP Mex or goldprice.org, you'll see that from 1981 through 2000, gold held itself almost sideways, barely moving up or down. Now, during that same period, inflation nearly doubled. So during those two decades, the gold investment would have lost spending power. Then gold took a run and rose more than 500% from 2000 at $280 an ounce through late 2011, when it topped at $1,900 an ounce.
Wow.
Inflation climbed 34% during that same time. Now it's less than $1,300 an ounce, so it's gone down about a third. Losing a third of its value. Now, inflation has moved up 8% during that same period, so sometimes gold does well. It's a volatile asset. Now, one of the TV advertisements from a company called Lear Capital said of investing in silver in a silver IRA, if silver just returns half of its all-time high, it would be a 60% increase. Well, that is true. But on the other hand, if it sagged to around twice its recent low, you would suffer a 50% loss. Opening a precious metals IRA can cost about $200. Storage and insurance cost around $225 a year. The purchase price of the gold that they offer often includes a spread which ranges from 17 to 33% of the investment. So that's a commission for them. So $50K invested could cost a minimum of $8,500, rendering the value of your investment immediately at $41,500 wholesale value of gold. So just be cautious when you're doing that and make sure you read all the fine print. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. Number is 634-2222.
You know, I know somebody who's obviously got a good retirement plan because he's retiring today.
Who's that?
That's the Wichita Fire Chief, Ron Blackwell.
Oh, yeah, they're taken care of, man.
This is his last day on the job.
Ah, well, it's a shame to see him go.
Yeah, he's
been a good servant.
Good chief, yeah.
Yeah, and done well. But
congratulations to Ron. And tomorrow marks my 47th anniversary in radio. I'll be 47 years tomorrow.
Wow, so you're 48 years old.
Just about. Today is National Nude Day.
Woo, I like that
one. A serious event. There are sizable numbers of nudists around the world, groups that get together and what do they do? Ted, play volleyball, isn't that bit?
Tennis.
Tennis,
volleyball.
Badminton,
very popular.
The question I have.
They all have black tape over their eyes.
Yeah, we were at a resort in Jamaica, and part of it was like a naturist thing, and they had tennis courts. And I was wondering, when you're serving, you know, you hold two balls.
Yeah.
Well, let's say you make the first one in.
Where do you
I always stick the other one in the pocket.
The
where do you tuck that other one?
Yeah.
You know?
I can think of a couple places.
Lift something up and never mind.
There's just at least one place you could keep them.
Where's that?
Where you store your other tennis balls.
Oh,
gosh. National Nude Day. Celebrate.
Today. I smell a promo.
You smell. 656. Steve and Ted.
Be like Inspector Clouseau in Shot in the Dark.
There you go.
Take my big guitar and walk around.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, look at all the days used with Steve and Ted. Wichita police cracking down on crime on West and East Kellogg. Steve's Head of the Morning on KNSS.
Tune in to Steve and Ted.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.